This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The roster has been cut down to 53 Pittsburgh Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us now to get into it. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Oh, we are wonderful.
Good.
Hump day, college football week one, nice cool weather out there. It's the tops. Ray, did anything surprise you yesterday?
No, not really. You know, if you look at it and there's moves to be made here. You know, Will Howard is going to head to IR. I think Dante Kent is going to head to IR. There's no way they're going to keep Dante Kent on the roster because they didn't get a look at him at all. So those are two moves to be made. So they only have eight defensive backs on the roster now. So you know they're going to bring some guys back. I think Chuck Clark's probably coming back. Maybe James Pierre is coming back. And the other note is they kept eight D linemen. So that might change as well. I cannot remember a time that they've kept eight. They've always kept six or seven. So unless they go to that Philadelphia Eagles model, which, listen, Andy could have convinced them that they want to have a deep rotation. But unless they're going to do that, I would expect there's another move to be made with those defensive linemen as well.
Did Beanie Bishop play his way out of the nickelback position? Did he get beat out, or was it a numbers game in regards to Beanie Bishop not being on this team and getting cut?
Yeah, I think unfortunately for Beanie, Dorn, that he doesn't play special teams, and he was basically the third team slot corner behind Jalen Ramsey and Brandon Echols, and you just can't keep guys on the roster who don't have any kind of position flexibility. So he can't play outside. You don't play special teams. He's kind of one of these guys who has to be a starter or he's not going to be on a roster. Now, I would expect him to get on a practice squad. I don't know if it's going to be the Steelers practice squad. But listen, you go back to last season, he lost his job basically to Cam Sutton. And obviously they went out and recruited over him, during the offseason. So bad break for him, but I'm sure he'll land on his feet somewhere.
How do you view this roster now versus a year ago at this time?
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw something this morning, and this is not a surprise, but they have the second oldest roster in the NFL. And, you know, everything we've been hearing from Omar and Mike, since that playoff loss in January has come true. You know, they said changes need to be made, and they made changes. And I think the most noteworthy thing is the age of some of these guys that they've added. Now, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to skew that a little bit, but Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, guys north of 30, they are going for it this year. There's no doubt they've broadcast that. They're not trying to hide it, but this is like a playoff run or bust type of a roster that they've put together here, and we'll see if it all works out.
Receiver. Obviously, Jacoby Myers requesting a trade. We heard that the Steelers were that team that did try to ask the Raiders to take on some of that salary in order to trade for a Jacoby Myers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he's a guy who played with Aaron Rodgers. He's on the block. Where do you see the Steelers going? Do you see them ending up with one of these guys at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised at all if they do add a receiver here within the next week or so. I can't say if it's going to be any of those guys. I mean, I really liked Malachi Corley when he was coming out of Western Kentucky. I know some stuff has happened with the Jets that maybe he wouldn't be as attractive now, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers played with him. So, you know, whether it's Corley or any of those guys that you mentioned, you know, Scantling might be a guy who is, you know, attractive to the Steelers and Rodgers as well. But you just look at the resumes of the guys after DK Metcalf, and this hasn't changed. You know, I think Calvin Austin is a good three or a four. Roman Wilson may be a good two or a three, but we don't know. They don't have long resumes that we could say, yes, you're going to be that. You're going to have this role in this rotation. So I can definitely see where Omar wants to add. But, yeah, salary's a part of it. They're not going to overpay for guys. And, you know, they're probably going to be looking to get somebody, not on the cheap, but, you know, certainly not paying a full salary that the Raiders have for Jacoby Myers.
Okay, that's where I was going to go. So you don't think they'll be in the Jacoby Myers sweepstakes if there is one?
I mean, his salary was what, north of $10 million, right?
I think it's 10 and a half.
10 and a half. Yeah, I mean, I think they would probably want the Raiders to eat some of that, but we'll see.
Why? They got the cap space.
They do have the cap space, but other stuff can happen during the season. I think they're going to bring Chuck Clark back, but maybe you still have to go out and get another safety if it's not Clark. I mean, they always want to have some wiggle room there, and I just don't think they want to spend big on a receiver that they're not all that familiar with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ray, do you think the Steelers are one break away to being a Super Bowl contender this year?
You know, they're kind of like the darling pick of some national guys. I saw something. It was Gronk. Gronk picked them to win the AFC North. So they are starting to get some attention like that. I still think, Doran, that the AFC is so deep. And, like, getting past Burrow and Allen and Jackson and Mahomes – you would have to get like two or three breaks, right? Like you would have to win the North. There would have to be an upset on the other side of the bracket. And then things just kind of fall into place for you. Kind of like 2010 when the Patriots lost in the divisional round. So could it happen? Yeah. I mean, I expect them to be a playoff team. I suppose every Super Bowl team needs a break or two, but it seems like a couple of things would have to fall in place for that to happen.
So if Jacoby Myers isn't going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, of the guys you listed before, the Valdez Scantlings, the Corleys,
yeah,
Romeo Doubs, I guess, could be part of that. Like, who would interest you most if you were Omar Khan?
Probably who Aaron wants the most, because that guy's driving the ship. So, you know, Corley would be more like the Cordarrelle Patterson type of a thing. And I don't know if they actually need that right now. Like, Kenneth Gainwell is going to have a role on this team. He's practiced with this team for the last 6 weeks. I think they like him. I think they want to use him. So maybe Corley's not the guy. Scantling, you know, versatile receiver, has a history with Rodgers. I would probably lean towards one of those former Packers more than a guy like Corley, just because of what I mentioned. But we'll see if the Steelers pull the trigger on that. I know they really like the camp that Roman Wilson had. Excuse me. Calvin Austin they really like, but he's been injured. So they do like the guys that they have on the team. It's just that, you know, they either haven't practiced a lot with them this summer, or they were injured last year, as is the case with Roman.
Ray, over under 8 carries for Caleb Johnson against the Jets.
I think I'm going to go under on that. I think people are going to be surprised how much they use Kenneth Gainwell early in the season, I think, guys.
Well, Dorm won't be surprised. We have a bet on this. I thought Caleb Johnson would get more, and the more and more we talked about it, the less and less I liked it. Now I'm at a low point in my life because I trust you, Ray, and this blows.
You don't trust me?
I do trust you. That's why when our conversation was going on, I felt worse and worse about it. With all your logic and reasoning, I was going on, uh-oh. And now I got Ray telling me that they are going to get Kenny G out there more than I thought. How do you think it
works? He's a good player, guys.
Sure.
He had, limited touches because of Barkley. I think with increased touches, I think people are going to be surprised at how good he is and how much the Steelers plan on using him.
All right, let's fast forward to the end of the year. How do you think they want their carries doled out?
I think if they have the lead in second halves, I think Caleb would be a good guy to go to, because he can, you know, run that 4-minute offense, and he's a guy who said publicly that he gets better as, you know, the more touches he gets. So, you know, later in the season, yeah, he gets more comfortable, gets better in pass pro, that sort of thing. Maybe they get more comfortable with him. So, yeah, I would expect his carries to increase. But Jaylen Warren is RB1 right now. Gainwell is 2. And I think the rookie's going to have to find that role. He's going to have to carve out his own niche based on his play.
How many fumbles before Tomlin goes with Caleb by Jaylen Warren?
Yeah, probably 2. I mean, it's probably a relatively short leash. This is a team that has to win with a certain brand of football. They don't want the ball on the ground. That was the great thing about Najee. Listen, Najee didn't produce big plays for you, but that guy was reliable. He was going to play, and he almost never fumbled. So Jalen has that in his history, so he's going to have to keep that ball tight if he wants to stay on the field.
Raymond, you are a gentleman and a scholar. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
You know what? Next time we talk to you, Ray, game week.
Yep.
How about that? All right, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.